Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 35. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows around 17. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 38. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 28.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Republican state lawmakers in Topeka have officially released their Republican plan for the 2023 legislative session, saying that they're ready to get to work on what they'd like to see in the state.
The Senate President and I started talking 4 months ago. And the one thing that we wanted to do is we wanted to have a legislative session that was keyed in on what was important to our members.
House Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins on Cake News, where they have released four categories of priority, including a resilient economy that includes lowering taxes in the state, along with building a stronger workforce and cheaper energy, a focus on education excellence, which would include a parental rights of school choice and student achievement, focusing on community safety that would include a better law and order, fighting the fentanyl opioid crisis, along with cybersecurity, and a focus on freedom in the state that would reinforce constitutional rights, health care rights, and secure elections. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Time to say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The company of Walmart is trying to make a positive impact across the state of Kansas with their upcoming Wellness Day, where WIBW reports that Walmarts across the state are inviting customers to come in and sit down on Saturday between 10 to 2 to get free health screenings for glucose, cholesterol, BMI, and blood pressure, as well as affordable immunizations, including the flu shot, COVID-19, mumps, measles, and more. They say the Wellness Day helps encourage families to help prioritize their health by providing tools and resources to seek care and improve and maintain the healthy lifestyles. Some of the Walmarts will also be featuring vision screening and in-store giveaways, along with demos of wellness products. In other news, Ascension Via Christi Hospitals have announced that the Wamego Health Center has gone a half a decade with no major safety concerns, as the hospital was being celebrated for their, quote, culture of safety. WIBW reports that the Wamego Health Center has celebrated their fifth year straight with no major safety events, as they say they credit the milestone to the culture of safety that the hospital and its staff have created in allowing the healthcare center to continue to provide high standards of close-to-home care to the community.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Grand Island Public School Board of Education has narrowed it down to three different candidates who answer questions this week to become the potential next interim superintendent of the schools. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, they held the special board meeting on Tuesday this week. Berthelberg questioned each of the three candidates for roughly an hour apiece, saying it's better to do it in person as opposed to virtual.
It's always better if you can be in a situation where people can ask questions and you can clarify the message, because sometimes when it comes out in writing, it can go awry, especially email. For some reason, we don't seem to be able to get the tone right in an email.
That was Dr. Virginia Moon on KSNB Local Channel 4 as one of the candidates for the interim superintendent, where she had previously served as the interim superintendent for both the Omaha Public Schools and the Kearney Public School District. The next board meeting is set for January 12th, where they say they could potentially announce the person that will be taking over as the interim superintendent for the district.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced results from recent water testing on Mill Creek in Washington County, showing a decrease in concentration of contaminants over time and a downward trend in contaminants on the Little Blue River. KDHE has been sampling water following a crude oil spill that occurred last month. A stream advisory issued for Mill Creek downstream of the spill to the Little Blue River, directing area residents not to come in contact or allow pets and livestock to contact creek water remains in effect. Water dependent, they'll take water samples weekly from multiple sites. Staff review, analyze the daily water and soil sampling conducted by contractors as well. TC Energy is temporarily diverting Mill Creek from a location upstream of the pipeline spill. The diversion will assist in the cleanup and reclamation of the impacted zone, limiting the quantity of unimpacted surface water that enters the containment area. Specially constructed earthen dams have been effective at containing spilled material. However, trace amounts of petroleum contaminants have been detected downstream. Diversion around the impacted area will reduce the chance to further impacts. No public water supply intakes are present on the Little Blue River. TC Energy is providing water testing for residents with private water wells close to the site, and the cleanup effort continues. Marysville City Council Monday again heard public comments regarding the Country Club Lake and public access from Steve and Valerie Prell and Chris Schrader, who own homes west of the lake. They'd met with the council for over 2 hours at their last meeting in December, asking reconsideration of eminent domain condemnation plans for a 30-foot access strip along the shoreline for fishing access. The city administrator reviewed a year-end summary, noting the general fund was off budget more than expected, due primarily to the June tornado damage and storm cleanup, as well as a few other unexpected issues. Water, sewer, and sales tax fund balances were all higher year over year, with the sales tax fund balance at $895,000. Austin St. John reviewed ongoing and planned future projects and asked for a budget workshop meeting February 23rd at 6 p.m. to continue the discussion and look ahead to 2024. Unanimous approval was given for purchase of a new street sweeper to replace the current unit on a 5-year rotation for $284,000, with sale outright of the current sweeper for $60,000. Low bids were approved for two mowers for the Cemetery and Parks Department at a total of $13,500 and the purchase of two new police department vehicles for a combined total of $79,000. Marysville Mayor Jason Barnes brought up again concerns with Keystone Road, noting it may be 4 to 5 years or more before South 11th and 12th roads are completed and Keystone could be considered for improvements. It was suggested the street committee meet to discuss and perhaps consider returning the surface to gravel. Classes will be dismissed Friday for Hanover schools due to the passing and funeral for Sue Hagedorn. Harvesters will distribute commodities in Axtell Friday at noon, follow signs for distribution location, and sign up. Friday is registration deadline for an upcoming 4-part workshop for women in agriculture. focusing on the basics of land management, leasing, and conservation for landlords and tenants. The program will meet in Washington at the KSDS building Wednesday evenings beginning January 18th, continuing through February 8th. The program's purpose is to strengthen networks of women in rural areas, which can lead to opportunities for building trust and sharing information. $50 registration includes a meal for each session. Additional details online at agmanager.info/events or can be obtained through the Washington office of River Valley Extension District. January's Saturday recycling at Marysville near Hedstrom Hall will be postponed until Saturday, January 21st, 10 to 11 a.m. No recycling in Marysville this Saturday, January 14th. Susan K. Hagedorn, age 69, of Hanover, passed away January 7th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Hermansburg, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 4 until 8 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Susan Hagedorn. Kenneth E. Kenny Jones, age 46, of Womego, formerly of Marysville and Frankfort, passed away December 31st. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial at the Antioch Cemetery at a later date. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Jones. Alan D. Krieger, age 63, of Odell, passed away unexpectedly at his home January 8th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Methodist Church in Odell. Family will greet friends Friday, 5:30 till 7:30 at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home in Odell, in charge of arrangements for Alan Krieger. Beverly J. Wyke, age 75, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, south of Barnes. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 1 until 3 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Beverly Wyke.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Braddock works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, as a low-pressure system continues to exit away on off to the east and high pressure builds into the northern plains, expecting breezy conditions between these two features. We'll have our winds kicking up onto the north to around 15 to 25 miles per hour, and temperatures staying on the colder side, only working up to some mid-30s for highs by this afternoon. Then for tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping back into the middle teens. Abundant sunshine making a return for your Friday, just a couple of degrees above average with highs ranging into the upper 30s. But a warming trend expected for your weekend. Saturday, we improve back to some upper 40s for afternoon high temperatures, still looking to stay dry. Even some upper 50s making a return into the day on Sunday. And then rain back in the forecast later Sunday night and into your Monday morning time frame with highs in the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 73. The average low 19, the record low 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:23.
A remarkably sweet and juicy citrus fruit is in season about now. Don't let its name scare you off. It's all about the blood orange on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 12th, the 12th day of the year. Novelist Jack London was born on this day, and the television classic All in the Family debuted on this night in 1971. Early season citrus fruit is being harvested in our warm weather states, so now is when you'll find it at its freshest and sweetest. And one of the best in midwinter is the rather gruesomely named blood orange, named for its crimson-colored flesh. The blood orange is delicious, eaten out of hand or tossed into a simple winter salad with olive oil and salt. The acidity also makes it an excellent addition to seafood. Oh, and about that name, supermarkets may be reluctant to call them blood oranges. You may find them identified as Moro and Taroko. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Public, welcome to the annual Knights of Columbus Soup Day, Thursday, January 12th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Homemade chicken noodle, chili, potato, and vegetable beef soup, along with homemade sandwiches and desserts. Free will offering, Knights of Columbus Soup Day is Thursday, January 12th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Local delivery and carry out available. Phone day of a soup day, 562-2711.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports Community Hoosier, a former Kansas City Chief running back, Peyton Hillis, remains in critical condition in a hospital in the state of Florida after saving his children from drowning just a week ago. KAG News reports that Hillis is dealing with kidney issues as the family is asking members of the community for prayers as he recovers. The event happened when the family went to the beach in Pensacola, Florida, and he ended up rescuing his children from drowning back on January 4th. He was flown to the area hospital and remained unconscious until Thursday last week in the ICU. In other news, while one individual remains in the hospital, Bills safety DeMar Hamlin has officially been released from a Buffalo hospital on Wednesday. As KAG News reports that it was more than a week ago since he had his cardiac arrest. But according to the doctor for the Buffalo Bills, they say, quote, "We have completed a series of tests and evaluations in the consultation with the team physicians, and we are confident that DeMar can safely be discharged." Hamlin had spent 2 days undergoing tests at the Buffalo General Medical Center after being transferred from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center after the event. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/FraudWatch Network.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
The latest AP Top 25 poll for college basketball has seen a new team rise as the Kansas State Wildcats have jumped into the number 11 position nationwide. At the same time, the Kansas Jayhawks have been sitting number 3 over the past few weeks, but have jumped up a slot to the number 2 slot nationwide as well. According to the Associated Press, the top 11 include Houston sitting at number 1, currently 16-1 for the season. The Kansas Jayhawks at number 2 sitting 14-1, followed by Purdue, Alabama, Tennessee, UConn, UCLA, Gonzales, Arizona, Texas at number 10, followed by the Kansas State Wildcats, also at 14-1 for the season. In other news, the National Football Foundation has announced that former Kansas State Wildcat football quarterback Michael Bishop has been selected for the College Football Hall of Fame. KAG News reports that according to Bishop's record, he led the Wildcats to 22 wins in his 2 seasons in Manhattan. He was also named an All-American and finished second to Texas's Ricky Williams in the Heisman Trophy voting. Bishop also ended up playing in the NFL, Canadian Football League, and Arena Football. Mid-American Network Sports.
Boys first round play Tuesday in the Mudeikis basketball tournament. Second seed Diller Odell beat 7th seed Lewiston 50-43. 7th seed Southern fell to 2nd seed Parkview Christian 75-53. In the semifinals on Thursday, Diller Odell boys meet Bruning Davenport Shickley at 8:30 p.m. at the middle school. Girls action on Friday in the consolations, Diller Odell versus Southern at 8:30 at the middle school. Saturday, Southern meets Fall City Sacred Heart boys at 1:15 at the auditorium. Thursday night basketball tip-offs. Valley Heights entertains Rossville and Washington County's at Onega. Diller Odell boys face Bruning Davenport Shickley 8:30 tip at the middle school in Beatrice. Duel for the Marysville wrestlers at Clay Center tonight with the Jayhusker Wrestling Tournament here in Marysville Saturday. Twin Valley League basketball tournament tips off Saturday. 10 games begin 10 a.m. at Washington County. Top 3 seeds, each division, girls and boys, receive a bye in the first round. Girls top 3 are Hanover, Frankfort, and Donna West. Boys top 3, Clifton, Clyde, Blue Valley, and Centralia. Girls action at 10 Saturday. Clifton Clyde meets Wetmore. Onega takes on Valley Heights. Then boys at 11:30, Axtell versus Frankfort. Valley Heights meets Wetmore. At 1 in girls action, Lynn plays Blue Valley and Centralia meets Troy. At 2:30, boys see Troy and Donovan West. Hanover tips with Onega. Finally, at 4 on Saturday, Washington County, boys host Lynn, girls host Axtell. Play continues Monday and Tuesday, semifinals Thursday and Friday, championship Saturday the 21st. Marysville boys, 7-1 are top seed in the Thunder Classic at Nemaha Central, and will meet in pool play at Seneca with round robin competition next week. Bulldogs face 7th seed Hiawatha 2-6 Tuesday evening at 6, and then 5th seed St. Mary's 3-4 Thursday evening at 6. Pool A winner will face the Pool B winner in the final Saturday the 21st. Pool B includes 2nd seed St. Mary's Academy 7-2, 3rd seed Atchison 5-1, 4th seed Nemaha Central 4-4, and 6th seed Jackson Heights 3-5. Brackets are posted on our website and our Facebook page as well.
It's a special week for the Twin Valley League as all eyes move to the TVL basketball tournament coming up on Saturday in Washington. For the latest updates on all things Twin Valley League, you know where to go. The TVL Spotlight, a product of KNDY Radio. For the latest updates, get set for my favorite week of Twin Valley League sports. Check out the TVL Spotlight on TVLSpotlight.com or the podcast page at SunflowerStateRadio.com.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following evening sports at around 5:20, we'll visit with area girls and boys high school basketball coaches. Monday's Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Plus live broadcast of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League and area games on FM 95.5.
Ornamental grasses add motion, sound, and texture to the winter garden. Prune them back once the worst of winter weather has passed and before new growth begins. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Cool season grasses are among the first to sprout in spring. Monitor their growth and do your spring trimming before the plants get growing. Warm season grasses make their appearance a bit later. These plants combine nicely with spring flowering bulbs that bloom soon after you trim these back. Once the bulbs finish their floral display, the warm season grass grows and masks the bulbs' fading foliage. Use a hand pruner to cut small grasses and individual plants. Bind the leaves of larger grasses together with twine, then cut the bundled leaves just above the base of the plant and below the twine with a hedge trimmer, weed whip, or pruners. Pruning and cleanup will be quicker and easier. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Until the 1960s, ranchers took animals by barge from the mainland to this island for grazing. The vast rangeland was difficult to reach, and winter storms could produce swells of 10 feet or more on the lake. Yet ranching continued here for well over a century. We'll go to that once hard-to-reach spot on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Antelope Island would seem to merely be a curiosity. It's the largest island in the Great Salt Lake. But Jeremy Shaw says people have been living here for thousands of years.
We've got 40 freshwater springs on the island, and so I think that's probably the reason this island was inhabited, you know, and the others probably weren't, is the abundance of fresh water.
Native Americans used the island seasonally. By the mid-19th century, new settlers were beginning to use the island.
Brigham Young sent a guy named Fielding Gar out here in 1848 when the Mormons settled this area to run the tithing herd. And so he was doing sheep and cattle and goats and stuff like that. And they sent him out here to the island because it had good fresh water and lots of range. And he started building a house out of adobe brick that he mined from the beach.
That house is today a museum to the island's ranching history.
From 1848, when Fielding Gar came out here to start building that ranch and running that herd, somebody lived in that house and ran a ranch until 1981, when the state bought the entire island.
It's the oldest house on its original foundation in the state of Utah. The last ranchers were those with the Anschutz Livestock Company.
They grazed the majority of the island and had it sectioned off in giant, you know, 1,000, 2,000 acre pastures, more or less. But they were running upwards of 2,000 sheep out here. So we had grazing just on this monumental scale.
Today, it's larger animals doing the grazing. And it's next time as we travel the countryside at Antelope Island, Utah. I'm Andrew McCray.
A homegrown vegetable business starts before the first seed goes in the ground. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Good planning now is the most critical part of your success as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Anyone can put seeds in the ground and grow a lot of food, but if you don't know what you're going to do with it, it can be a problem. Market plans, production plans, and work plans are critical when you sell fresh produce. Susan Utes of Solon, Iowa, has been growing vegetables for a CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture Program, for 20 years. She says the more organized you are in January, the better the rest of the year will go. Start by poring over last year's records.
I have harvest and yield data. We have workers who work on our farm. We have timesheets. We look at that to see where the workload was and what I need to change. We have planting plans. We have very detailed planting plans. Crop rotation is a part of it. Cover crop data. Everybody needs to have a business plan and know what your goals are and what those needs are for your family.
Have a production plan for your markets. What do your customers like, and how much do you need to produce to meet those needs? Carmen Black works on the farm with Utes. She says a planting diagram and schedule is critical because the challenge is to have a high-quality product when you need it throughout the growing season.
Some important things here is that we have the distance apart in the row, number of days to harvest from transplant, and then different dates here in our target harvest date. So these are just things when you're making your own planting plans that you might want to have on there, things to think through.
This is also the time to order seeds from those big, beautiful seed catalogs you're getting in the mail. Ute says if you sit down with those catalogs and don't have a plan, you can spend a lot of money on seeds that will just sit in the cupboard. Find more tips for vegetable production planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Stars. The great Winston Churchill once said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Churchill's words hit home, don't they? They make me ask the question, what am I doing for others? Honestly, that's a tough question some days when I'm wrapped up in my job and that long, ever-growing to-do list. What about you? Do you ever stop and ask yourself what you're doing for others? And before you say, not much, think about the small ways you may not even realize. Could be an encouraging word or an extra hand, picking up a mess around the house that you didn't make, and doing it without complaining. Your life is a gift from God. It's made up of little moments, and those little moments become days and weeks and then years. A generous spirit in the big and little things helps us experience a full and content life. And that's what making a life is all about.
Climate change and a growing world population will lead to trouble with food security unless we innovate now. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Yesterday, I told you about a new report from University of Michigan Professor Emeritus Thomas Jane, who warns that a global effort to innovate our agriculture and food systems is needed to avert a disastrous impact from climate change.
There is a very substantial risk that the world will irreversibly cross multiple planetary boundaries as a direct outcome of current agriculture and food systems practices. If we really just take stock of that, I think it will focus our minds about how urgent it is that we act fast and get things put in place immediately to respond to this challenge.
Jane's report, commissioned by the Farm Journal Foundation, suggests a critical need for governments around the world to invest more in agriculture and food research, and quickly.
Climate smart and resilient actions cut across so many sectors. It's not just the ministries of agriculture and finance, it's environment, land, natural resources, energy. It really requires a coordinated response across many different sectors of government.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Thursday. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, as the USDA gets set to release its monthly WASDE report coming up this afternoon, C.J. Mill reports how this month's report could impact the grain markets.
This is probably the second closest watched report of the year as far as WASDEs go.
And that's Carl Setzer, market analyst with AgriVisor, talking about the importance of the USDA's World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report for January.
Corn, soybeans will be set after this as far as yields go. Looking for a little bit higher yields, a little bit higher production. Of course, it'll depend how much the USDA raises any production, if they do.
He says traders will be looking at how the USDA will adjust adjust the demand for corn and soybeans.
Now, we've had pretty good demand on soybeans as far as sales go. The loading's not matching what we're seeing on the sales side. USDA getting a little cautious there. I expect to see that trail off a little bit. Corn demand was reduced in December. I wouldn't be too surprised to see another shaving off of maybe 75 million bushels in this report. But yet we've got all year to adjust our demand yet. So I think that's something we're going to watch.
Setzer also says he'll be looking at the USDA's estimates of corn and soybean production from South America.
See if the USDA is willing to cut the Argentine crops. We've seen several private analysts lower their projections, but so far, the USDA has held pretty firm. We're starting to see a divergence in Argentina of up to 10 million metric tons between some of the privates and the USDA. If the USDA holds firm on their numbers there, that could send a bearish shock through the market.
The USDA is set to release its monthly WASDE report at 12 noon Eastern Time, Thursday, January 12th. I'm CJ Miller.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
It's $5.99 barbecue time. Hurry to Hog Wild for a complete barbecue meal that's sure to fill you up for only $5.99. Josh Nicolette, Hog Wild partner and general manager at Harry and Rock Road, has got all the details.
Get a Hog Wild sandwich loaded with our award-winning meats like pulled pork, pulled chicken, or hot links. Plus your choice of a classic side and a drink for just $5.99.
Upgrade your sandwich to beef brisket for just a dollar more. Join us for lunch or dinner. You can also order online at GoHogWild.com. Hogwild Pit Barbecue, 6 locations in Wichita, also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
Farm machinery continues to evolve, and so do the tires that carry them. Should you choose bias or radial tires? On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Should you choose bias or radial tires for your farm machinery? Both types are round and hold air, but their construction is very different. Radials allow the sidewall and tread to function as two independent features of the tire. Bias tires have multiple rubber plies or layers overlapping each other. Puncture resistance is better in bias, but radials have better traction. Matt Frank is a brand manager with Firestone Ag. He says they still produce bias tires and tires with inner tubes, but most of their production is moving toward radials.
They last longer. They give you a smoother ride. They are better able to handle the larger equipment that is being produced today because it's able to handle heavier loads. It's got a wider footprint, so it reduces compaction. So we're encouraging farmers to try radial as much as possible. And the market today is still 60% bias, so there's still a lot of opportunity out there for people to try that.
Bias tires will work fine on older or smaller equipment. For the big guns, radials are the better choice.
The sprayers, the combines, the tractors, the things that carry the load absolutely have to have radial tires on them. Even the IFVF version of radial, which is the technology that allows you to carry heavier loads with reduced inflation pressure. So the bias footprint is going to cause a great deal of compaction. The radial is going to be a little bit wider. IFVF is going to be even wider than that. So the bigger the footprint, the more you're able to spread your weight around.
Radial tires cost more, but depending on usage, they should last around 10 years. And bias tires, 6 to 7 years. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the differences between bias and radial tires at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken on with you on this Thursday. Well, the Wozni report came out about an hour ago or so, and the markets are responding to that report. March corn right now up 14 and a half at 670 and a quarter. May corn up 13 and three quarters at 669. Kansas City wheat for March, 835 and a half. That's up 13 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May, 832 and a half. That's up 13 and a quarter. March oats up 11 and a quarter at 360 and a half. May oats up 9 and a quarter at 356. January soybeans looking like this on this Thursday, 1531. That's up 16. Soybeans for March, 1520. That's up 27 currently. Cotton for March, 82.39. That's down $1.87. Cotton for May, 82.56. And that's down $1.83. Live cattle for February, 157.22. That's down 52.5 cents. Live cattle for April, 160.75. That's down 57.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January, down 85 cents at 182.27. Feeder cattle for March, 184.32. That's down $1.22.5. Crude oil for February, 78.75. That's up $1.34. Crude oil for March, 78.99. That's up $1.29. Gold for February, 1902. That's up $23 and a dime. Silver for March, $24.04. And that's up 55 cents. Wall Street looking like this. Down earlier, up now. The Dow up 291. S&P up 25. NASDAQ up 73. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. We'll continue to follow this developing story as the markets continue to react to the Wozni report released earlier today. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a great Thursday.
Say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTac Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrid CTEC offers are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yields. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
Have you ever considered the possibility of African swine fever spreading through animal feed? This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Livestock feed scientist Dr. Cassie Jones and others at KSU luckily have, and they spend their time researching exactly that.
If it were to enter, how do we make sure that it isn't accidentally spread throughout the feed supply? Because what we often see is that farms in the United States have pretty strong biosecurity. You know, it's not very likely that you can go from, you know, one sow farm and go to another in the same day without showering and taking some pretty extreme steps for disease prevention. That's not the case with feed currently. We might deliver to a farm, take that same feed truck back to the feed mill, and go to a different farm. And so that's something that we're really working on, and it's an area called feed biosecurity.
Jones explains what the nature of this research tends to look like here at K-State.
We're fortunate here at K-State. We have some great facilities. A lot of our work is done at the Feed Safety Research Center, in the OH Cruise Feed Technology Innovation Center. Many of our projects have been through something like the Biosecurity Research Institute or the BRI. But probably one of the more funny projects that we've worked on is we actually purchased some salvaged truck cabs. Because in Vietnam, one of the main ways that we were seeing virus spread was not necessarily through the ingredients, but through the delivery trucks and the drivers that were getting out at one farm and then going to deliver feed at a different farm. And so we bought some salvage truck cabs and brought them into this controlled laboratory environment and contaminated them on purpose and then evaluated a lot of different ways to see if we can get rid of that contamination in varying levels of practicality. You know, we did things as low and as minimal as just kind of having overnight downtime of the truck cab to spraying the inside with kind of a garden sprayer that had some different types of sanitizers, to the point of putting kind of fancy machines inside that would fully decontaminate the inside of all of those cabs so that we can really make some better recommendations so that if this is a situation that affects us in the future, we have more scientific-based examples for recommendations in the future.
She goes on to emphasize the importance of this work in case African swine fever virus ever does reach the United States.
We also look at things like thermal processing or pelleting and, you know, what are some sanitation procedures that if this made its way into a feed mill, how could we clean that out? And so collectively kind of looking at it from the manufacturing perspective, the production perspective, what are some of the practical things we can do? But again, most of the time what that means in a virus like African swine fever virus or these other swine viruses is that we're doing this type of research in a controlled setting and we're doing it in biohazard suits, right, with very elaborate and intricate equipment. But we're asking pretty practical questions and using some pretty practical things like salvage truck cabs.
That's K-State Livestock Feed Scientist Dr. Cassie Jones on current KSU Feed Biosecurity Research. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Oh,
chili bean. Boy. Java Jive and it loves me.
Java.
Coffee and the tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup. Drop a nickel in my pot, Joe.
Taking it slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
One of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.